When someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it can impact how well treatment works depending on when the diagnosis is made. This comes from a large study of an experimental Alzheimer's drug, and we're going to get more into this now with Pam Belick, a health and science writer for the New York Times. And Pam, thanks for being here. So we're talking about this drug, donanemab, and it's by Eli Lilly. What have we learned about this drug and the study on it?
So donanemab is an experimental drug. It hasn't been approved yet, and it attacks a protein in the brains of people with Alzheimer's that forms plaques in their brains, and it's an aspect of the disease in people's brains. So what they found is they're testing to see if this drug can slow the rate of cognitive decline. It doesn't stop it, it doesn't reverse it, it doesn't cure the disease, but they did find that it appears to slightly slow the rate of cognitive decline in people in early stages of the disease. And the thing that we found most interesting, because there is another drug that was just approved that does something similar, and this one appears to work just as well, but the most interesting thing that they found is that the earlier they were able to intervene, the higher the rate of slowing they got. So they were able to sort of divide the folks who participated in the study into a couple of stages sort of earlier in the disease, even before they developed kind of dementia. This is sort of like pre-dementia, where they're starting to have problems, but they don't have full-blown dementia. And they found that if they treated those folks, they had a greater pace of decline, of slowing. They didn't decline as quickly as people later in the disease.
And these are amazing breakthroughs when it comes to drugs, because we haven't had much to treat Alzheimer's in the past. And we're seeing some results, too, when it comes to the age of people and how that impacts how the drugs are working. What are we learning there?
Yeah. And so this is all kind of part of the same story. They found that people who were younger than 75 also had greater slowing of decline than people who were older. And that's probably part of the same story. You know, people who are further into the disease, it's just harder to slow it down. It's like if you are, you know, on an incline and your car is sort of just slightly going downhill, you press the brakes, you have a chance to stop it or at least slow it down. But if you're on a much steeper incline already, you're further down the hill, it's much harder. And so that's what seems to be operating here, both with the younger people and the people who are earlier in the disease process.
And real quick, let's talk about when it comes to FDA approval here. Of course, this is all part of that process. Where do we stand with this drug and getting any approval?
So Eli Lilly has applied for approval, and they expect to have a decision by the end of the year. So if they do get approval, and it seems like it's somewhat likely because we just had another drug approved a couple weeks ago, then you would have two similar drugs that sort of work the same way available for people to make a decision about whether they want to try it. And we should say both of these drugs do have potentially serious side effects and somewhat slight benefits. So it's not an easy decision for people.
All right, Pam, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this.
Sure. Thank you.
All right, Pam Belick, the health and science writer for the New York Times.